Dear friends, thank you for joining us this evening. Tonight, in our Gnostic Lab for practical application, we are going to speak about the mantra Omnis Baum Igneus. This is a very powerful mantra that we can use whenever we want to unfold consciously in our astral body. Now, when it comes to the topic of astral travel, there are certain things that we are in need of clarifying because so many people are so confused with the topic of astral travel. Let's address some of the many incorrect notes and information that has been made available to people. There are people who are out there and they are afraid of unfolding in their astral body because their worry is saying, am I going to die while I am doing astral travel? Can my physical body possibly die while I am in that astral projection? Well, allow us to tell you this. The fact is that we can die at any moment and at any given time. Just like we can die out of an accident because we slip in the bathtub. Just like we can die because of our own indiscretions in an accident while we're driving because we find ourselves texting. We can also die while we are in our sleep. Because you see, unless we die because of our indiscretions and the law of accidents, our time of death is determined by the great law. But is it really necessary to think that your physical body can die just because you're doing astral travel? Dear friends, the answer is no. Unfolding in your astral body is not a special ability. There are people out there who have written many books about astral travel. There is actually a book called The Astral Projection Guidebook. And it is a book that has been written by an author of last name Pavlina. And there are all of these myths and misconceptions about astral travel that speak about this phenomena as if it were only of privileged people. And this is not true. Everyone unfolds in their astral body every day. Every time that your physical body falls asleep, you disconnect from your physical body. You unfold from your physical body, maintaining a direct connection to the body itself. And that happens because the moment that you, as a soul, unfold from your astral body, the vital body can have the opportunity to regenerate the physical body, restore its functions, help it get cleared out of many toxins and other things that exist in the body itself. It becomes necessary for us to unfold in our astral body so that the vital body can do its job. And you have been unfolding in your astral body from the moment that you were born. Every night and every afternoon where you have taken a nap, and at every moment that you have fallen asleep, you have effectively unfolded out of your astral body. So this is not dangerous. This is a very natural process. What we are trying to do, is not just think that this is a special skill only for certain people. Certainly not. Our main effort and our intent is to unfold out of the body, but to do that in a way that is conscious, so that we are not wandering around within that fifth dimension every time, so that when we unfold out of the physical body, that we can do it with a definite purpose. That is the whole intent. So can your physical body die because of you projecting in your astral body? Friends, the answer to that is certainly not. There are other people who are afraid. If I unfold in my astral body, am I going to be able to come back to the body? Well, the answer is yes. You go to sleep every night and you wake up every morning with your own physical body. You don't wake up in someone else's body. You don't wake up in some other country. You always come back to your own physical body. And that is because this thing that we refer to generically as the soul is connected to your physical body by a silver thread. That silver thread is known in the Hindi tradition as the thread of Antakarana. And it is a silver thread that has the capacity, the capability of stretching itself all the way up to infinity and back. And this thread you cannot break. Some people are just too concerned, but if this thread is my lifeline, can there be demons and other beings that can come and cut this thread for me? Don't worry about that. Because the ones who are authorized to sever the thread of Antakarana are angels from the hierarchies of Archangel Orifiel. These are all the angels that are associated with the processes of death. So you don't have to worry about waking up in some other body. You don't have to be worrying about some other entity just coming in and severing the thread of Antakarana. Because by now, in your 20, 30, 40, or 50 years of age, you have been going to sleep every day, and you have not had that problem, not in this life, and not in your previous lives as well. And other people are worried, well, what about these bad entities? Can they come and do something bad to my body while I am out in my astral? Well, we have then to just hold on to the conversation right there. Because the thing is that there is so much fanaticism and so much fear out there, combined with so much misinformation, that the seeds of fear lead people to not seek of these superior practices. We want to unfold consciously in our astral body. And in his book, The Zodiacal Course, Samael gives us 7 very specific keys that we can put into practice. The 7th one happens to be the usage of the mantra Omnis Baum Igneus. Samael says, when you are chanting the mantra Omnis Baum Igneus, it sounds something like this. Om. Samael says, chant this mantra. Elongate the sound of each one of the vowels. The vowels are 7. A, E, O, I, U, M, and S. So you take each one of the vowels in this mantra and you prolong their pronunciation. And while you're doing this, you are continually focusing a part of your attention into begging and imploring of your innermost to take you out of your body. Samael says, get off your bed, but take delicate movements. So gently get off of your bed, and as you find yourself floating into the space, direct yourself towards the Gnostic church. Samael tells us, it is important and urgent for the practitioner to learn to fly in his astral body to the many different stars that exist within the infinite heavens. He says, it is important for the practitioner to learn how to walk in through the doors of the sidereal temples so that they can learn to work with lightning and to create some cosmic sparks. Samael is saying, We need to learn to visit the temples of these great masters, to show ourselves at the doors of these temples, do the necessary salutations, and walk into these temples and kneel before these masters and ask them for the help that we need. Because when these great masters, these great angels, archangels, devas, thrones, dominions, malachims, cherubs, when they grant us, they ask their own hierarchies of angels to help create and materialize that which we have been asking by using the power of the voice, and those angels will sing in choruses. This is what Samael is telling us. And one thing that we would like to do is then, if we unfold consciously every night, then let's, if we unfold in our astral body every night, then let's make the effort of unfolding consciously so that when we leave, the physical body stays behind. While the physical body is behind, the vital body can then work into restoring and regenerating the physical body. And while we're out there, we can then make use of a productive time, of a productive experience. Because every night, every time that we find ourselves dreaming, what is truly happening is that we are having an astral experience. We may come back with all kinds of symbols, and in our intellect and in our logic, they may be completely confusing. They may have nothing to do with each other. But that is only when we see those symbols from an inferior perspective. When we learn to decipher the meaning of our dreams by applying those four laws of philosophical analogies, of the law of correspondences, the law of opposites, and the law of number, we can take what appears to be a very complex image and extract a tremendous amount of wisdom out of the dream experience itself. So we have to start by remaining vigilant of the transition between our wake state and our sleep state. As you relax your physical body, and as you start noticing the very first images that come together with the process of sleep, that is an indicator for you that you are ready to just gently get off your bed. The moment that you start seeing those very first images, that brings you the instant in which you are making a transition from the wake state into the sleep state. So conserving that, not thinking about the physical body, not worrying, is this the right time? Am I relaxed enough? Am I breathing lightly or too deep? Should I chant the mantra one more time? You see, not putting any of these worries before you that will focus all of your attention into your physical body. So not doing that. As you see those first images that come with the process of sleep, just gently get off your bed. Gently get off your bed. Don't worry about moving the blanket. Don't worry about the pillow. Just gently get off the bed. And the moment you do that, as you're standing up, all that you have to do is verify that you are indeed in the astral plane. You will do that by just jumping, just leap, but leap with the intention of floating. As you are being vigilant of that dream state, as you are noticing that transition state, identify yourself with being a spirit. Identify yourself with being light as a feather. You can identify yourself as if you were being vapor, as if you were diffusing through the pores of the very same skin of your physical body. And with that, you gently stand up. And as you do that, jump. Just leap with the intent of floating. And you will find yourself that you will be floating in your room. Now, it would be common, and this happens to many people, that the moment that they realize that they are in the astral plane, the sense of excitement is so much that they immediately come back into the physical form. So if that happens, don't worry. Just get back and try it again. So the mantra that we are going to put into use is the mantra Omnis Baum Igneus. For us to be able to do this practice, we will invite you to lay flat on your back. So if you happen to be fortunate enough to have your computer next to your bed, by all means, lay down in bed. If you can, cover the computer screen so that the light is not distracting. Those of you who have a yoga mat or who have a nice comfortable carpet, you're welcome just to lay down on your yoga mat or your carpet. If it were possible, orient your head either towards the north so that you can align your body with the flow of magnetic currents of the planet, or towards the east, because towards the east is where we anticipate always the arrival of the morning sun. And as you're resting on your back, extend your arms alongside your body. Bring your heels together. Allow your legs and your feet to relax so that your feet fan from side to side. And in that comfortable posture, let's go ahead and take a deep breath in one. Hold it. Two. Exhale. One. Two. One. Two. Now let's do an exercise to relax our physical body. Tonight we're going to work with a pulse. Tonight we're going to work with projecting the pulsations of our heart. So in this very natural and comfortable posture, bring the pulsations of your heart in such a way that you can feel them at the tip of your nose. So let's go ahead and project our pulse onto our nose. You can feel how immediately the sensation transitions into your nose and it gradually builds until the pulse becomes very gentle. And at the same time, very noticeable. Allow your breath to continue to flow in and out of your nose. And without making any effort other than maintaining the remembrance of self, transition your pulse from the tip of your nose onto your right ear. The pulse does not make itself wait. And we immediately start feeling those gentle pulsations of our heart in our right ear. Now let's transition the pulsations from our right ear onto our right hand. It is marvelous to experience how those pulsations fade away in our right ear and how they slowly build until they become completely perceptible in our right hand. And we experience this with a sensation of joy, gratitude, and gratefulness. But with no need to identify with it. Because this phenomenon that we're experiencing is completely natural. And with that gratitude, we then take our pulse from our right hand and we transition it into our right foot. Continue breathing effortlessly. And if you notice that your mind moved by mechanical associations, starts wondering if you feel that your thoughts start drifting you in a direction away from the exercise. Feel free to reprimand your mind from deep within your consciousness. You may tell your mind, you are at my service. You may reprimand your mind by asking your mind, what do you want? You can reprimand your mind by telling it, do not distract me. And bring your attention back into those gentle pulsations on your right foot. And then let's transition them from our right foot to our left foot. Now let's transpose those pulsations from our left foot into our left hand. Continue to breathe effortlessly. And we then move our pulsations from our left hand into our left ear. And from our left ear, back into our nose. And release your pulse and allow it to dissipate throughout all of your body. At this time, you may be able to feel a very subtle and gentle vibration that inundates your physical body. Remember this deep state of relaxation. And while continuing to breathe effortlessly, we can then invoke our innermost by saying, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my eternal God, we ask of you and we beg of you with our soul and our heart that you take us out of our physical body. Lead us, Divine Father, in this exercise so that we can unfold in our astral body in a way that is conscious. In a way that is voluntary. Give us the opportunity to feel and experience that point of transition between the vigil state and the sleep state. Give us the necessary wisdom so that we comprehend that we are a soul, and allowing us to feel and be that soul. Help us so that we can gently stand up from our bed, delicately, like all the souls rise. Allow us to experience consciously the experience of being outside of the physical body. And once we are floating in space, take us directly to the temples where we can receive the wisdom from the lips of the masters. We ask of this in the power of your name, by the love of the Christ, and by the power of Christ. And as you are now in this deep state of relaxation, join us verbally or silently to chant the mantra.
Oh.
continue with the mantra. And observe the transition between your vigil state and your sleep state. Continue with your practice. And may all beings be happy. Om. Oh.